John Molinaro joins us, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet. John, thanks very much for being with us. TFC shutout at home is a major upset in the minds of most people, but it's good enough to get them through. What happened today?
Good question. I think it was, a very physical game, very ill-tempered game. New York, not surprisingly, came to BMO Field looking to disrupt, and try to throw TFC off its game and not allow them to play the usual sort of, stylish attacking style that they usually play, and it worked. And they got a fortunate deflected goal early in the second half that really, I think, threw TFC off their game even more, and they, really had to scramble, and it was a really tight final 30, 35 minutes with, the New York clearly in the ascendancy and surging, and, but TFC kind of survived, and I think that's pretty much the theme of the night was just survival. Michael Bradley said after the game, sometimes, you don't win pretty all the times. And at this time of the year, it's all about the final result. So, and he certainly wasn't going to make any apologies for the way, the team had advanced, pointing out that, Toronto dominated Seattle in the MLS Cup final last year, and Seattle played a very ugly team, but they emerged victorious. So, in that regard, I think he has a point. But by all accounts, not a pretty performance by TFC on the evening.
No doubt. Giovinco and Altidore both out for the next leg of the Eastern Conference Final. That is tough news, John.
It is, although Greg Vanney sort of hinted after the game that, there's a video out there of the tunnel sort of melee that, indicates from his perspective that New York's instigated it and Altidore was just sort of, an innocent bystander. And he sort of hinted that there's going to be some sort of complaint or, they're going to contact the league about, possibly getting that overturned. So if they can get Josie back, that's a big plus for them. Obviously, Giovinco is going to miss the game, so that's a loss. But you know what, Raj? I mean, they've been saying all year, how they have the deepest team in the league and how it's not just about the three designated players. So if they have to go into this game without their top two scorers, then it's another opportunity for them to back up their words. So, we'll see what happens.
John Molinaro with us, Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet tonight. TFC survives with a 1-0 win over New York today. So, or 1-0 loss, but winning on aggregate to move to the next round. So talk about some of the players now that will have to step up and the depth being tested, John, if indeed both those stars can't play in game one.
Well, I have to think if either one of them can't play, then I have to think Tosin Ricketts, the Canadian forward from Edmonton, will start. He's someone who has proven to be very effective off the bench. Not a similar player to Altidore, but very fast, likes to get in behind defenders, and just very quick on the dribble, too. So I think he could pose a bit of a threat. The other option might be to, play Jonathan Osorio, the other Canadian, in a more advanced role. Sorry, play him in midfield and then move Victor Vasquez, the Spanish playmaker, in a more advanced role behind either Jabing or Altidore if he gets called up, or behind Ricketts. So there could be some new players, and it might lead to a new tactical formation too. I mean, who knows? Greg Vanney might sort of decide to move away from his preferred 3-5-2 and go with a more sort of traditional 4-4-2, depending on who's available for him.
To be the ultimate optimist here, the fact that they survived and had such a tough game, if there was any kind of element of overconfidence or something that would come in, doesn't it also serve today's game, John, as the ultimate, wake-up call? If they, I don't say they needed one, but it was a wake-up call in terms of, all right, other teams are going to compete with us, and we had better be better prepared for the next round.
I think it certainly serves as a reminder of that. Sure. Yeah. I mean, and that might not be the worst thing in the world. Maybe they needed that reminder on the way they played today. I would suggest it probably did. I think it just sort of serves to underscore that, this is a playoff team. This is the playoffs. They clearly have a bullseye on their back because everyone is gunning for them. And, doesn't matter, opponents aren't going to, be, take it easy on TFC. They're going to do whatever they have to do. And if they have to play a physical style and try to intimidate TFC, much like New York did over these two legs, then that's what they're going to do. And TFC just has to deal with it. They can't sort of complain about it. It's, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, I do think it is a bit of a reminder of just, you know, what's at stake and how, you know, they can't afford to take anyone lightly or take their foot off the pedal.
Did you get any more details, or have you seen the video about what exactly transpired in the tunnel, John? Like, I just found that so confusing.
Yeah, I saw some of the video. So it looks like there was just a melee between both sides, you know, as they were going to the tunnel, both to back to the locker room. And, you know, both stadium security and local police had to break it up and separate them. There's, like, footage of Michael Bradley kind of yelling at New York coach Jesse Marsh, saying that, you know, his team shouldn't have been there. And to be fair, you know, they share the tunnel, but there's kind of like a side hallway that, you know, the opposing teams usually go down to get to their locker room. New York was very further up the tunnel than opponents usually are. So I think that led to some problems. And Greg Vanney said that Sasha Kleistian, the one who got into it with Jozy Altidor, pushed him into the wall. And that's kind of what led to the fracas. Sasha Kleistian is saying, you know, completely the opposite, saying that he was pushed by Jozy and that, you know, that they were to blame. So it's a bit of a mess, and it's a bit of a he said, she said as to what really happened. So, I mean, I think it reflects poorly on both teams that it came to this and that, you know, there was this kind of, you know, melee in the locker room or in the tunnel, and that, you know, security and police had to separate it up, break them up. I think that's, as I said, it's not the kind of thing that you want to see from, you know, adults.
No, from adults indeed. And talk about timing. And, you know, listen, you're right. He said, she said, pointing fingers and everything else. But at the end of the day, John, at a time like this in the season, it is disappointing. And even Giovinco, you know, getting red cards, yellow cards, the only thing that will likely stop TFC, if they are stopped, is themselves. So from that standpoint, maybe everybody's just got to calm down a little bit before the next round.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, irrespective of what happened in the tunnel, I mean, TFC showed like ill discipline on this game because, you know, Jozy picked up, you know, a yellow card during the game. Michael Bradley picked up a yellow card at the end of the half for complaining to the referee. Sebastian Giovinco picked up a needless yellow card in the second half that rules him out for the second leg. So, you know, they clearly let their emotions get the better of them, clearly let New York get under their skin, and they have to show better composure. They have to show, you know, better control on their emotions and their wits. And, you know, that's what was lacking in this ill-tempered game, and it, you know, could come back to haunt them. So they really have to settle down. I think the fact that there's now a two-week break because of the international FIFA window, and that the first leg of the Eastern Conference Final against Columbus won't be until November 21st, you know, there's a calming down period now, right? They can kind of regroup. I mean, if they had to play next week, then you got to sort of question their mental, you know, frame of mind. But I think that extra week is going to give them some extra time to kind of cool down and get their wits about them.
John Molinaro with us, Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet tonight. Glad you're along with us. New York City defeated Columbus 2-0, but the Arrogate goes 4-3 to Columbus. So as you alluded to, it will be Columbus. Pretty good rivalry here. The rest of the road will not be easy for TFC. How do they match up in your mind against Columbus? Is that a better matchup than New York City?
Well, yes and no. I mean, on the one hand, New York City is the higher seed, and, you know, that's a star-studded side with David Villa, you know, one of the best, you know, forwards in the league and one of the best players in the league. So it would have been a tough game. Columbus, though, I mean, they were the hottest team down the regular season stretch, unbeaten in 10 games. And they go into the first round of the playoffs, and they beat Atlanta in Atlanta, you know, where Atlanta was heavily favored to win that game. Then they, you know, really kind of thrash New York City FC 4-1 in the first leg and set themselves up to get by in the second leg. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. You know, the way Columbus is playing now, I'm not necessarily positive that, you know, TFC would want to play them because they're just the way that they're, you know, have this momentum about them. That's, you know, it's going to be a tough out. So they're not nearly as talented as New York. But they do seem to be playing with a sense of purpose. And, you know, I do think that, you know, that goes a long way, and that could they could potentially pull off the upset against TFC.
We're going to have Greg Vanney's post-match comments coming up shortly, and I can imagine, you know, there's a sense of relief that you move on. A win is a win at this stage. Maybe talk about now what the preparation, does it change when you don't have, if you don't have Altidore and Giovinco in the lineup? And from the coaching perspective, and I think we all agree he's done a tremendous job coaching this team, the pressure kind of comes on him, though, to come up with, you know, well, obviously some different looks.
It does, but I mean, I think he has shown over the year that he's able to make tactical adjustments. I mean, even in that final regular season game against Atlanta, he didn't go with his preferred 3-5-2 formation. He went with a diamond-shaped 4-4-2 formation, and he's done that. So he is capable of showing teams different looks. I don't think they're married to, you know, the one sort of tactical formation. In terms of preparation, I don't think anything changes. I mean, you know, what they've long boasted about this team is, you know, the depth of the side, how people can step in when other people are, you know, either suspended or injured. So there's no question that Sebastian Giovinco and Jozy Altidore, those are big blows. But, you know, they have players who can step in who are, you know, clearly not as, you know, talented as those two guys, but who can step in and perform up to task. So I don't think it changes preparation-wise anything for Toronto FC coach Greg Vanney.
Final question, we'll let you go, John. What was the mood like at BMO Field to the fans when they see, you know, TFC getting, you know, stifled? I mean, this year in particular, not being able to score a goal in entire regulation is kind of stunning. But what was, I guess, you know, end of the day, they move on. But was there nervousness with the crowd? Because, boy, the confidence level for TFC at home has been so high this year up until today.
It was very nervous, Roger. It was, you know, it was a sellout crowd of 29,000 and change. But it was the quietest sort of sellout crowd I've ever heard at BMO Field. They were clearly nervous in the second half when, you know, New York scored that goal. And then, you know, had they got another goal, then that would have been it, right? That would have put them through. So, the fans were clearly on edge. It was very quiet. They got the sense that as the game went on, that New York was pressing and, you know, that Toronto FC was essentially just trying to hang on and then hang on for dear life. And then, of course, when the final whistle blew, I mean, boy, sense of relief, not just from the fans who, you know, celebrated, but, you know, TFC players were, you know, clearly, you know, they were celebrating as if, you know, they had just pulled one out of the hat. So, yeah, I think a real sense of fear from the fans, but, you know, at the end of the day, great joy that TFC was able to sort of pull it out by the skin of their teeth.
Columbus Crew next up for TFC as they hope to continue their march to the MLS Cup. They survive a scare today, losing the game 1-0 to the Red Bulls, but moving on in aggregate. John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet, joining us to chat about it. John, great to have you on the show. Thanks, pal.
No problem. Anytime.